Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Atkins. Welcome to 30 minutes of action-packed, high-energy motivation and information. I am talking with some wonderful, informative, brilliant business people today who are going to share with you some phenomenal information that can improve your sales, your profits, and your fulfillment as an entrepreneur. That's the subject that we're talking about today. I, as an author, am an entrepreneur. I write books, I ghostwrite books, I coach people, and I provide workshops and seminars on how to write a book and get published. It's absolutely thrilling to wake up every morning and dash to your desk to get started in doing something you love and get paid for it every single day. So I want to share some information with you today, with our experts, who can help you live that dream as well, regardless of whatever your product or service is. So today I have two phenomenal and fascinating people, R.C. Wong and Kenneth Brown. They both have companies that can offer you ways to improve your sales and profitability and impact the community that you live in and the world with your products and services. So I'm going to get started today talking about entrepreneurial success, starting with R.C. Wong. She is a phenomenal woman with an amazing bio. And I'm going to share some information with you today about her. Regina, are you here?
Hi, yes, I'm here, Elizabeth.
Hi, Regina. Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, let me introduce you, Regina. R.C. Wong is an absolute treasure trove of expertise, thanks to more than 20 years of experience as an entrepreneur and business leader. She draws from insights earned from executive positions that she's held at IBM, Bank of America, PepsiCo, the Hunter Group, and Ernst & Young. That's a very impressive lineup. That makes her a maven in business consulting, human resources, finance, business development, business process engineering, re-engineering, IT, and project management. That's a lot of expertise she's bringing to the conversation today. Her work in the public and private sectors include innovative endeavors in Europe, Asia, and South America. Regina's expertise is rooted in her global executive MBA from Duke University and her bachelor's degree in finance from Tuskegee University. And, of course, Regina gives back to the community by serving on the boards of directors for several nonprofit organizations in Atlanta, including Blaze Sports America and Atlanta International School. She's also a member of the Board of Directors Network and the International Association of Human Resource Information Management. Wow, Regina, that's a phenomenal bio.
Well, thank you for that introduction.
You're welcome. Well, I would like for you to please share with us your latest endeavor, and it's called TAB. Can you please tell us what TAB is?
Sure. The latest endeavor I've got is called TAB, and TAB stands for the Alternative Board. TAB was founded in 1990, and today is the largest franchise system in the world, providing peer advice and coaching solutions for business owners. TAB organizes peer advisory boards. Just to give you a little bit more on what we do, we organize board meetings of owners, CEOs, and presidents of privately held companies, and we do only deal with the privately held companies in TAB. And the way that this works is that the peer advisory board is an alternative to a corporate board of directors for a privately held business.
Excellent. So if someone were listening right now and it sounds like they need your services, how could you help them? What would you do to start?
Well, what we typically do is we look for business owners who want to take their business to the next level.
Mm.
They have to be motivated to improve their business. We want to make sure that it's a good fit, because that's what we focus on in TAB, is making sure that they're ready to take their business to the next level, the way that they define the next level. So that's one thing we look for. And once we find those motivated business owners, we match them up with other business owners in the community that have the same aspirations and maybe a little bit different experience. We like to match up complementary experiences and backgrounds and skill sets on our boards Mm-hmm. So we're looking for someone to bring a diverse background, lots of business experience, and motivation to their TAB membership.
Excellent. Now, Regina, can you please tell me, you're in Atlanta, correct?
Yes.
What if someone calls you from Los Angeles or New York? How would you work with them?
Well, in Atlanta, we do work with the local community. If someone from Los Angeles were to call, I could refer them to a TAB owner, facilitator in that area, and they could put them on a local board.
Excellent. Okay.
So now one of the things we are trying to offer, though, with we'll talk about this in a minute, with a strategic partnership, is an opportunity to work across states through an online meeting forum. And we could talk about that a little bit more later if you want.
Okay, wonderful. And I want to ask you, when you say the next level, according to what that company wants, can you give me some examples of what some companies, your clients, consider the next level?
Sure. Sometimes we hear from business owners that their next level of achievement in their business is being able to step away from the business a little bit, having the business kind of run on its own. So we help business owners put plans, maybe succession plans in place that help identify that next leader in their organization.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the next level for that business owner. That means that they've achieved the amount of success in their business where it kind of runs itself and they don't have to be there day to day.
Wow.
Other members might say, well, I want to grow my business. They may have more specific plans, revenue targets, where they're trying to grow their company from a $1 million business to a $5 million business in a 3-year time frame.
Wow.
You know, so that might be a specific goal that they've got. Mm-hmm. And then other members we hear, well, I'm running pretty efficient. You know, I've got the revenue targets I wanted to meet, but I'm not making enough profit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to run more efficiently. I'd like to control my expenses, increase the amount of profit I take out of the business, and not just focus on revenue.
Wow.
So it could come in different forms.
Wow, Regina, that's fascinating. Now, can you please tell me, sounds like you have a very unique service, can you share with us a success story of how you've helped a company go to the next level?
Yeah, I can give you an example of one business owner in particular that I feel is a real success story with us. We have a TAB member who's running a family business. And during our initial meeting with the business owner, we asked them to articulate their goals for the business.
Mm-hmm.
So one major goal that they had was to grow 20% every year. So that's a pretty hefty goal. And I'm happy to say after 2 years on a TAB board that goal has been reached, and they're actually on the track to make more than 20% this year. Now,
wow.
Since working with this business owner, they've launched two new product lines.
Mm.
They have moved their company out of the basement because we have a lot of business owners who operate their companies out of their homes.
Wow.
So this person grew to the point where they needed more space. They moved out of the basement and into an office park. They're able to hire and retain key employees now. One of the issues they were having was that they could find people to hire, but they couldn't retain them. Once they got them on board, they were not performing, or they didn't match up with the skill set they thought they had. So at this point now, we've been able to coach and provide tools to them that help them identify the right people to hire and to retain those employees.
Wow.
And then for the first time, this company has a written business plan.
Ooh.
And the plan has been shared with all of the employees. So that's interesting. A lot of times business owners have their vision, they have their plans, but they don't necessarily share them or write them down. So we encourage business owners to do that. And in doing that, the employees were given a piece of that plan to own. They were given responsibility for that plan.
Wonderful.
So during our coaching sessions, we worked on planning, implementation of goals, delegating tasks, hiring the right people, and then dealing with employees and family members on the right level. So
wow.
I would say this success is attributed to strategic planning, holding that business owner accountable, and having the peer group providing practical advice to that business owner on a monthly basis.
Phenomenal.
We taught this business owner how to work on the business versus in the business.
Wonderful. Thank you. That is incredible. Can you please give us a website where people can contact you to hire you to do that to their company?
Yes, you can find more information about TAB at www.tabboards, that's T-A-B-B-O-A-R-D-S, tabboards.com.
Excellent, Regina. We're going to come back to you in a moment after we talk with our next guest, and thank you for sharing your phenomenal and unique expertise. Hello, my next guest is Kenneth Brown, coaching business coach extraordinaire. Ken, are you there?
I am here.
Excellent, thank you.
Ready and willing.
Awesome. I have to tell everybody that Ken is phenomenal. I've known him for a couple years, and just recently, in sharing a few hours over the phone with him, he's absolutely transformed my thinking, my behavior here at my desk. It's amazing. So he's a business coach, and he has the tools and the information to share with you to boost your business, your profits, your productivity, your sales. It's amazing. So please listen carefully to everything he's got to say. And then we're going to rejoin Regina, and they are working on a strategic partnership that's going to just multiply the potential of their expertise to infinity for all of you. So Ken is a walking, talking crash course on entrepreneurial success. As a business coach, he can take 1 hour of your day and transform you from scattered to strategic, from confused to on course, and from frustrated to financially fruitful. It's no wonder Ken calls himself a sales and profit evangelist and the chief profitability officer for growth-oriented businesses. He does this as president and CEO of E3C, a profit and business development company that specializes in profit success systems, leadership, sales, communication, and technology. How? E3C shares more than 350 profit and sales ideas to help clients. Ken's company tailors training and coaching programs on the specific needs of each client. He focuses on more than 60 topics pertaining to profitability, sales, new media, leadership, and communication. And he gives clients hands-on exercises like quizzes, surveys, checklists, forms, and sales and business tools for success. Since March of 2006, Ken has helped more than 1,700 people during online sessions for business coaching and networking. In 16 months, he's personally connected more than 750 businesses while working with clients in Georgia, Michigan, New York, Florida, Colorado, North Carolina. Ken is an internet marketing expert. While coaching clients on how to use technology to increase sales, he practices what he preaches. You can download his radio show every week, as thousands of people do, in Australia, Canada, China, France, Japan, India, Philippines, Thailand, Romania, Bulgaria, Saudi Arabia, United Kingdom, Germany, Africa, Netherlands, and Sweden. That is truly a global endeavor. You can take a listen and check out Ken's company websites at bettersalesandprofitsnow.com and mybusinesscommunity.com. Is that right?
Yes, it's my-business-community.com. I'll probably do another website to make it a little bit easier for people.
All right. Well, the main venue where people can get information and tap into your expertise, Ken, is your company called E3C. Can you tell us what that is, please?
Sure. It's E3C stands for Entrepreneurship, Empowerment, and Evolution, and the C stands for Connect, Collaborate, and Create. I'm passionate about entrepreneurship. And what we do is we empower entrepreneurs with best practices and principles for sales and profitability. We show people how to embrace technology so they can be more profitable and productive.
Mm-hmm.
And the last E stands for evolution. We truly believe what we're doing is the next evolution in business for entrepreneurship.
Ooh.
And then the C is connect, collaborate, and create. We want to connect people and help people do deals and create opportunities for one another. So that's what E3C is.
Excellent, Ken. So I've already shared why you're special, but when you're talking to clients and they say, well, there's 10,000 other business coaches out there, what sets you apart? What do you offer that's different?
I got so much stuff. I don't think we have enough time, but I'll try to jam it all in a couple minutes.
Okay.
One is I've been in sales for a long time, at least 20 years experience in sales, and so I really help people connect in terms of what you need to do to be to be better at selling your products and services and help you enhance and increase and improve your sales skills. The other thing is on the profitability side, I've got, and you mentioned 350, I got close to 450 now ideas on profitability and sales. I got 60 different topics I can coach on. I've got a networking call that I do on Tuesdays that connects people. Last year we connected 500 people. This year I think it's up to 445, might be 450 now. But not only can I help you in terms of increasing your profitability and your sales, I can also connect you with potential opportunities. And I've got a show, just like you have a show, I have a show also that I do weekly called The Passion Entrepreneur, E3C, The Passion Entrepreneur, where I matter of fact, you on the show.
Yes. In
July.
Yes.
And what I want to do there is connect entrepreneurs and have them share information and knowledge about what they do and how they're doing and get their story out so
Excellent.
We can stay connected.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a few things. I mean, I've created a social online network for my clients and strategic partners and sponsors. As a matter of fact, you should join because you're a client of mine, so you can join my social online network.
Okay.
I've got a wiki. Actually, I have two wikis, but I have a wiki for my clients and strategic partners, and wiki is basically a website that you can use to share information and knowledge and collaborate and coordinate. So that's good. I mean, what I'm doing is I'm empowering entrepreneurs with new technology and with best practices for profitability and sales,
Excellent.
And it works.
It sure does. And I want to say that to someone who's just getting started with trying to get in on all of the technology and the ability to promote using all the technology, it can be intimidating. But working with you, I've found that you take it one step at a time. You're very patient. You explain. You don't treat me like I'm a ding-dong trying to, you know, if I don't understand something. I don't know what a wiki is prior to today. And I probably should.
An example of wiki is a Wikipedia would be an example of what a wiki is.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
It's so simple. Yet, if you hear the term wiki and we're bombarded with all these new terms every day,
right.
It's a little intimidating and you can feel overwhelmed. But what I found with working with you, Ken, is that you really break it down, simplify, and make it user-friendly. So
and make it sure that people can apply, in terms of business person, how can they apply this in their business so it makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to learn technology just to learn it. You want to say, how can this tool make me more productive or effective or profitable?
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, that's what I want to do. Can you please, like Regina did, share with us a success story that you've had with a client?
Can we use you?
Sure. Sure you can.
I mean, I've got plenty of success stories, but I guess a recent success story is with you. Now, I mean, what did you like about what I've done for you? Or maybe
I took
you through that the formula, the calculation I have online. I've got a profit calculator.
Uh-huh.
So if you guys are listening and ladies listening to the show, if you want to know what your profit estimates or what your profitability is, if you know your numbers, I can help you with that answer. And so how did I help you there, Elizabeth?
Well, I think that, first, the definition of success varies, and success can just be the attitude you have for the day, going from feeling totally scattered and doing 50 things and getting nothing done to feeling in control and feeling like you're accomplishing something in your day. And that's success for me because that's what forms the foundation for tangible success, like financial profits and for producing books like I write. So for me, when I looked at that counter online with you, it helped me sort of quantify in my brain the value of my minutes, like in your phone bill, and the value of my hours, and not having any patience whatsoever for wasting a single minute on something that's not going to get me toward my goal. But in looking at that physical manifestation of time and dollars, that tool that you have is what made it click in my brain, and it put my it made me focus my energies in an entirely new way. Now, Ken, I guess I just told a success story myself.
Yeah,
but
I mean, you got to know what your numbers are.
Yeah,
you
got to
know what your numbers. How many leads do you have? What is your success rate? Your conversion rate?
Mm-hmm.
What's your average sale? What's the number of sales? What is your revenue? What is your profit margin? And what is your profitability? I mean, your profit. So if you don't know your numbers, they'll never improve. And by focusing on those three formulas, which I didn't get into, but your formula is basically leads times the conversion rate equals the number of clients or customers, and the number of customers or clients times the average sale times the number of sales equals your revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And then your revenue times your profit margin equals your profit. You got to
right.
know those numbers.
Right,
and that helps
absolutely.
You focus.
I like to compare it to if you want to lose weight, you need to know how much you weigh right now and how much you want to weigh at the end of your diet. And you have
Absolutely.
To take action to lose that weight by counting calories. So there's 9 minutes left in our show, and this is all about strategic alliances by taking your energy, my expertise, your expertise, and creating one big extra huge power that can help a lot of people. Ken and Regina are doing that by forming a strategic partnership. Regina, are you still with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Excellent. So what I would like for the two of you to do now is to talk about how you two are teaming up to create something that has triple the power of what you're doing as individuals.
Regina, why don't you go ahead and start it off.
Okay, sure. Well, the strategic partnership, what it means to TAB basically is that we can work with E3C and Ken's company to be a little bit more flexible in how we work with business owners and entrepreneurs. It gives us a chance to reach a broader pool of business owners who can benefit and learn about our program. So because TAB is a private membership organization, we're very selective about who we bring to the table. Again, we want to have the decision maker at the table, somebody who's got a lot to bring experience-wise and expertise to the table so that they're able to impact other business owners.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken's group, Ken's company gives us a little bit more spectrum of people to work with.
Okay.
And Ken's working with people who have that passion as well, entrepreneurs. So those we have the same goal.
Wonderful. So can you please tell me what you're offering specifically? How can you help people by teaming up?
To me? Regina?
Yeah, go ahead, Regina, and I'll chime in after you. Oh, it's always ladies first.
Oh, you're such a gentleman.
Okay, that's right. That's the rule.
Okay.
I'm kind of overwhelmed here. It's two against one.
So the offering includes four key methods. We like to think of it in four key methods with TAB, and E3C actually fits in those methods. So we've got a peer advisory board that offers the peer advice, the practical advice from people sitting in the same seat as you as a business owner. We have the personal coaching, individual coaching. With Ken now and the strategic partnership, we can also offer team coaching. So if there's a specific topic that Ken has developed a lot of content around, we would bring him in to focus strictly on, sales and profits, for instance. So there's that offering. There's the business education, and that is basically us bringing in subject matter expertise on particular subject areas that are of interest to the board. Actually, Ken has provided some of that business education for some of our current boards, and he's conducted workshop for us on how to improve your sales and profits as a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth method is a resource network. Which includes content that we would use from TAB and from E3C, and technology and tools. So that's the offering. That's it, kind of in a package.
Excellent. So then from there, you said you're very selective about your clients. Can you please tell me what's your ideal client?
For me, and I'm sure Ken would echo this, but we want a business owner who wants to take their business to the next level. The perfect client is someone with expertise in a particular area or industry. They have to be the decision maker.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have people at the table who are making the decisions for their organization. So we would go through an interview process. We interview everybody who is being considered for a peer advisory board, and we're looking for that passion, that ability to take their business to the next level. We're looking for someone who wants to help others as well as helping themselves. They have to be able to give and take.
Mm.
So we're looking for, someone who's got a specific passion and skill set that they can bring to the table.
Excellent. And about how many people are you looking for right now, Regina?
Well, a typical board is up to 10 members. So
okay.
We can form several, several boards of 10. We usually don't like to go over 10. we typically start with about four or five key board members, and we connect them first. We get the bonding. We make sure that we've got the right characteristics, skill sets, diverse backgrounds on the board. And then as they start to gel and decide what they want as a board, they may ask for additional expertise that we look to bring and add to that mix.
Okay. Excellent. Can you tell me, maybe Ken, if you want to share some information now,
okay,
how do you deliver your services and what type of time commitment does the client need to make with you?
Well, there's two opportunities with us now. Before, it was just face-to-face interaction where you had direct coaching face-to-face, and then the peer advisory group meets face-to-face. Now, with our strategic partnership, there's an opportunity for people to do that online. So you have your coaching sessions online, and we conduct our peer advisory sessions online also. So
mm-hmm.
right now, you have a choice. You can either do the face-to-face or the online.
Oh.
For the entrepreneur. So that's what's really nice about the opportunity. And did I answer that? I think there was another question that I didn't quite answer for you. Time commitment. It's typically, I would say, one hour for a coaching session, whether it's face-to-face or
okay.
online.
Okay.
And if it's for the peer advisory, I think online it would probably look at maybe an hour, hour and a half. And then for face-to-face, that could be probably 2 hours, maybe 3 hours.
Okay, excellent. Ken and Regina, we have 3 minutes left. So
I forgot to mention, the time commitment is in terms of per month, but you're not locked in to stay with the board if it's not working for you.
Mm-hmm,
you can always
okay.
opt out, so you're not locked in. And I will mention, as a Blog Talk Radio person, as long as you're talking, it's still recording, but it won't stream. It will stop streaming at, 5:30. So we can talk for a whole hour if you want.
Oh, well, Ken, for the 30 minutes, okay, I know once you get hot, you don't want to stop.
No.
Can you please, though, within this 30-minute time frame that was advertised, can you
okay.
please tell us what kind of special offers you have and how people can contact you to sign up or to be considered as clients?
Special offer. Regina, what's a good special? First of all, working with Regina is a special offer. She's class.
You're good, Ken.
Oh,
you're good.
Yeah.
You know, hey,
I kind of give him that one.
Yeah, but no, one special offer from my side is that you could, if you want to know if you're going to meet your profitability goals this year or next year, I will give a profit estimate like I've done for Regina, like I did for Elizabeth. So if you're interested in figuring out whether or not you're going to make your profitability goals, just give us a call, contact me, and I'll do that. On the other side is if you want to connect with passionate entrepreneurs, every Tuesday, pretty much every Tuesday from 8 to 9 online, you can connect with entrepreneurs. And we have typically 8 to 15 people on the call. Elizabeth's been on it. Regina's been on it. So if you're interested in that, that's a special offer as incentive to take a look at our unique partnership with TAB and E3C. And Regina, what's the special offer for your side?
One of the things we do as a special offer is what we call a business assessment, where we would basically have business owners go through an assessment that really outlines the priorities and performance against those priorities in their business. There's a no-obligation coaching session after the business assessment has been taken. And we basically go through that with the business owner and show them areas for improvement that they've identified as priorities in their business. So that's a nice tool that they can have that really outlines what they're working on and how they need to focus.
Excellent.
We also offer business owners, we encourage them to sit in on a board meeting if they're interested, and we can do a behavior assessment as well. So that kind of gives them an overview of how they work with others, characteristics of how they tend to work in professional and personal situations.
Excellent. I want each of you to please give me your contact information. We have just under a minute left, and I want to make sure we get that in there. So, Ken, your contact information, please, and then Regina.
Yes, you can contact me at www.bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. That's Better Sales with an S, Profits with an S, now.com. And that's the best way to reach me.
Excellent. Thank you, Regina.
And for me, it's www.tabboards, with an S, .com, TABBOARDS.com.
Okay, everybody who's listening, I hope that you have taken some of this wonderful information and translated it into success for your business. This is Elizabeth Adkins, and I thank you. Ken and Regina?
Yep.
Do you want to keep talking for maybe 15 more minutes?
It's up to you.
Okay, let's go for that. Is there anything that we didn't cover that that you'd like to add about your services? And I'd like to hear both of you talk to how people think they're doing fine in their business. They, oh, I don't need a coach. What's that? I don't want to spend the money on that. Can you argue in support of hiring a coach to take you to the next level with that investment that can pay tremendous dividends for a business owner?
Yeah, sure. I'll tackle that, and if Regina wants to add to that. One is that a business owner is never held accountable for their business because they run their business.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when they're business owners, they're really involved in their business
mm-hmm.
and never have the opportunity to kind of step back and look at how the business is running.
Right.
And so what a coach does is, a coach or consultant, I actually do both because sometimes I have to coach people, other times I have to pull up my sleeves and get my hands dirty and actually do some of the work. But it's good to be able to step back and look at the big picture of things. And
mm-hmm.
if you're not doing that, it doesn't help. And so what a coach does is help hold you accountable and ask
mm-hmm.
you specific questions. Okay, so what is your profit margin?
Mm-hmm.
What is your average sale?
Mm-hmm.
How many leads do you have? How do you conduct your first call?
Mm-hmm.
What is your system for sales? What is your system, your technology system? And it forces people to answer the question. If you can't answer the question, you may not know the answer. You may not have
mm-hmm.
things in order. And give, you know, new ideas and strategies on how to do things. Most people are maybe a guy that's in the plumbing business, and Regina, I talked with somebody today, all they know is maybe the plumbing business. And
mm-hmm.
I've got experience on the computer services side, the human resources side, the technology side, and the financial services side. So I bring that expertise, that awareness, that experience to people and give them maybe some ideas that work for me can also work for them in their business.
Mm-hmm.
So new ideas and strategies help. And I got to say, lastly, is my connections. I always try to help people and see how I can connect them with greater opportunities. So I've got a really, really nice database, and I can point to, that's why I say the 500-plus connections this year, or last year, and this year we'll probably do well over 600, 700 connections. Not only can I coach and bring you to profitability and increase your sales, but I can also get you some business.
Mm,
all right, Regina.
Yeah, Ken, I would agree with everything you said. I mean, as far as why we hear the number one reason why business owners want to join a TAB board is so they will be held accountable.
Okay.
Some of them come in with partners, but it's not the same as having that outside objective opinion about how someone should be running their business from people who have been there and done that and have the scars. So a lot of times, you know, the TAB board really operates like a think tank.
Mm-hmm.
It gets to business owners outside of their way of thinking. It gets them outside of their industry. It gets them outside of their office. It gets them away from their problems so they can focus on a more strategic approach to an issue they might be having. So
okay.
The think tank environment, being held accountable by peers, other successful peers, that they can actually draw practical advice from, where they can actually go back and implement in their business that same day if need be.
Okay.
So that's,
yeah,
that's the best reason for us to join a board, and that's what we hear a lot of our business owners say.
Hey, best practices and principles for profitability and sales. If you ain't selling, you ain't going to be in business long. That's probably bad grammar. Elizabeth, you'll probably correct me on that, but you gotta focus on profitability. You got to stay profitable. You got to be profitable. If you're not, you won't be in business long. You got to sell. And then technology you can use to be more profitable, more effective, more productive. And if you're a solo entrepreneur or you're a business owner, have employees, you know, the buck stops with you. You've got to move the business forward.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look at new ideas. Things change, and you have to adapt to the new times and challenges.
Excellent. Ken and Regina, I would really like to ask both of you, what inspired you to do what you do? Regina, would you like to go first?
Sure. Well, one of the things that inspired me was being able to take some of my expertise and experience and work with the local business owner to help them. So in many of the, you know, positions I've held, you know, in corporate America, we're helping other big corporations get bigger.
Oh, right.
the rich get richer, right?
Yeah.
But the unique focus on the business owner and the privately held business, it really gives me an opportunity to give back, to get connected with the business owners in my community, and it just feels good to help help a business owner connect and be successful. So that's kind of what inspired me. I had actually worked in a startup business with one of the corporations that I was in, where we actually focused on just the startup sector during the heyday of Silicon Valley and some of the startups coming on board. And that was invigorating. It was exciting. It was great to see decisions getting made, no corporate red tape. It was just you and the business owner sitting there making decisions about how to move forward. And that really felt good and inspired me. It's extremely fulfilling to see that happen. And, I wanted to kind of continue that trend in the local business community.
Wow, that's fascinating. I really, I've had a similar path myself. As a writer, people have approached me to write books for them. And I began, mm-hmm. after writing my books, White Chocolate, Dark Secret, and Twilight with Billy Dee Williams, I began to write books for other people, and in doing so, I can share my skills and expertise that enable other people to live their dreams as an author. So there's some similar parallels between the two of us and how we got started. It's so cool.
Yep.
Once you're like,
that's great.
Yeah, thank you. It's so fun. I mean, I learn so much, and it's so exciting to watch other people be excited about what they're doing through my help. And they're learning, and it's just a wonderful experience. So I started coaching people on writing as well, which is also exciting because just like I was confused about some things and Ken clarified them for me in coaching, I coach people on how to focus on your story, how to outline your book, how to stay motivated, how to manage your time to get the writing done. Because without the writing, just like Ken said, without the sales, there's no business. Without writing,
right.
There's no book. There's no article.
Yep.
There's no blog. So it's pretty exciting. I mean, I love the strategic alliance concept and this sharing of information to help other people is just the most phenomenal experience. It gives you goosebumps when you know you're helping someone. You see their eyes light up, you know, and you hear it in
right.
their voice. They're all excited, and they're like,
absolutely.
Wow. I'm sure your
clients... The light bulb goes on.
Yes. Isn't that awesome?
It is.
It's so cool. So, Ken, can you share with us what inspired you to be the passionate entrepreneur?
Well, from my background, I understand from my grandmother, my grandfather always wanted to have his business, and he talked to my father about launching a business, and they never did. They never went out and did it. Unfortunately, my father passed away in, like, 91. And my grandfather never had opportunity to work because he passed away when I think I was about 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother never had a business. And so I had a unique experience being a paper boy and trying to make a long story short. If it wasn't for me getting a paper out, I would, and there was not a business in my community, I wouldn't have been able to have this paper out. And if it wasn't for the paper out, I wouldn't be able to contribute to my family, because the money that I made, I was able to come back and get groceries for the family. And so now I became a producer, not a consumer, and that made me grow up in some ways, and I started appreciating. I learned sales and marketing and communicating and what hard work and efforts get you. And if it wasn't for that business, that small business in my community, I would never have that opportunity. So I think when you have strong entrepreneurs, vibrant businesses, it supports and it builds a community. And behind every great community, there is entrepreneurs. Behind every entrepreneur, there's a family. There's a sister, a brother, a wife, husband, spouse that are there. And you got to have strong communities and strong families, strong businesses in our communities. And if we don't have that, how does that affect our communities? And how will we teach our kids how to be good entrepreneurs if there are no businesses in our community? So I'm that's why I'm passionate about entrepreneurship, because I've learned so much. And I want to be a role model not only for my daughters but anybody. And as times have changed and communities and economics and you have the technology, things change. And maybe that corporate job working for IBM or working for a Fortune 500 or 1,000 company, that opportunity is not there. And even working for the government, you know, they say there's always work at the post office. But maybe the opportunity, I think, for young people is to not work for somebody else, but develop your own business and find your own passion and be a productive member of society and your community. Because when people are successful, they can contribute to their families, their communities, their church, and support one another. And that's what it's all about. So in a nutshell, I want to help entrepreneurs and find out what their passion is and support them.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well, we've got about 5 minutes left. What advice can you, both of you, Regina and Ken, offer to an entrepreneur who might feel overwhelmed and feel that they're not getting where they want to go fast enough?
Regina, I want you to answer that now.
Yeah, the first thing I would say, because we definitely run into people like that all the time. Like mm-hmm. like you said, Elizabeth, you start to get scattered and everything's mm-hmm. coming together. You feel unorganized.
Mm-hmm.
So when business owners feel overwhelmed, I would say what they need to do is take a step back and look at the strategic picture. That's extremely calming for me. I know that's for me that happens a lot where you get overwhelmed and it's just you got to step back and take the time to really look at what you need to do and how you're going to work on your business.
Mm.
I think that brings a lot of clarity. Get advice. You're not out. You're in business for yourself, but not by yourself.
Hmm.
That's one of the things that TAB offers is an opportunity to come together with other business owners in your same predicament, so that you can share how you got over those challenges and rough times.
Hmm.
So when they start to feel overwhelmed, I think you know a TAB board meeting gives them a chance to sit back and vent a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It gives them a chance to get feedback on ideas. Because a lot of times when you're in the office, you're just focused on the issue of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So we like them to think about strategic planning, not just what's the issue of the day.
Mm.
It's how am I going to deal with my business from a long-term perspective. So that's extremely calming, and it gives the business owners a chance to get away and think and be among their peers and get clarity.
Excellent. Thank you. Ken?
Yeah, I think it follows with what is your passion?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to really understand what is it that you like to do. I realized that a number of years ago. What is my passion? And make sure that your passion supports your business.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is, why are you doing this business? Is it for your kids? Is it for you want control, independence?
Mm.
Why is it that you're in business? So when things get tight, when the wife or the husband is on you and you think, oatmeal is pretty good, but, 5-6 days straight, yeah, I need a change there, but you really have to ask yourself, why are you in business? Why are you moving forward? Why is this so important? Because when all else fails, it's your passion and why you're doing business kind of keeps you motivated and happy.
Hmm. Excellent. Wow, you two have been tremendously informative over the past 43 minutes, and I want to thank both of you for sharing this amazing information that hopefully our listeners are going to apply to what they do and call both of you to participate and seek your services with your strategic collaboration, strategic alliance, so they can boost their sales and profitability, productivity, and feel phenomenal every day as they pursue their goals. So,
and Elizabeth, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to be on your show.
Sure,
thank you so very much.
Thank you, Regina. And you're very welcome. And Ken, you're very welcome.
And we are launching. We're looking for our first online board, TAB/E3C board, online board and peer advisory. So we're forming classes right now. We're looking for 5 to 6, maybe 10 people on this initial board online. And then TAB's always looking for good business owners. So if you're local in the local community in Atlanta, Georgia, certainly check out TAB, and we'll be there for you. We can take your business certainly to the next level. Regina, anything,
excellent.
Any other parting thoughts?
No, I think you said it all.
Awesome. Ken and Regina.
Can we give our websites again one more time?
Please do.
Regina, why don't you go first?
Yep, TAB is www.tabboards.com, and that's boards with an S.
Okay.
I can also give a direct email address for people who want to reach out to me directly. They can reach me at rcwong@tab, that's tab-neatlanta.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Ken.
And my website is www.bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. That's bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. And thank you so very much, Elizabeth. And thank you, Regina, for being my partner.
Yes, Ken, thank you, Ken.
Ken and Regina, thank you so very much for sharing your expertise today. I know that you're going to help a lot of people, and I wish you the absolute best of success. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is Elizabeth Atkins. Have a wonderful day.
And Elizabeth, you got to plug your stuff, my sister.
I did.
Your website?
Oh, right. You can reach me at www.elizabethatkins.com. It's Atkins like the diet, no relation. ElizabethAtkins.com. I also have a blog called The Bliss Report where you can find your daily bliss. And I would love to autograph a book for you, serve as your writing coach, or ghostwrite your book, your blockbuster. So, Elizabeth Atkins, you can reach me at www.elizabethatkins.com. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.